years has been accomplished. The second phase of the 10-year project, with an area of 50,000 hectares to complete the green belt around Tehran, is on the agenda. Some achievements have also been made in the Ministry of Education, as 35 research projects have been carried out and about 550 technical guidelines have been prepared, and they will be delivered to all across the country. Concurrent with this exhibition, the Niyayesh Park and Iranian Garden were also established. In the Iranian Garden, in addition to natural elements and aquatic and plant equipments, Iranian monuments and architecture, such as palaces, have also been constructed. In this garden, running water is decoratively designed in the pond and rivers. Fountains and waterfalls are also designed. Meanwhile, various plants like laurels, different types of rose, eglantine, seasonal and permanent bushes, and 250-year buttonwood are kept in it. This garden is the result of efforts by Tehran Municipality and the Organization of Parks and Green Spaces in Tehran.
Welcome back to the show. I hope you enjoyed the report. The Hajj symbolizes the lessons taught by the final Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, who stood on the plain of Arafat, proclaimed the completion of his mission, and announced the proclamation of God as it is stated in Surah Al-Ma'idah, verse 3 of the Holy Quran. This day I have perfected your religion for you, completed my favor upon you, and have chosen for you Islam, or submission to God, as your religion. Now it's time to take a short break. Please don't go away. Now on the line, I have the pleasure to join with Mr. Abu Jafar Muhammad Ali from London. Mr. Muhammad Ali, hello and welcome to our program.
Yeah, thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum.
Mr. Muhammad Ali, I want to know how Hajj pilgrimage can make Islamic Ummah closer to each other.
I have my shoes. Hello.
Okay. Mr. Muhammad Ali, do you have my voice?
I'm not hearing.
Okay. I'm going to repeat my question.
Can you hold on? Na interview na radio ya.
Can you hear me? Sorry, are you there? It seems that there is a technical problem. My friends are trying to solve the problem and get back Mr. Muhammad Ali on the line as soon as possible. But as you know, this great annual convention of faith demonstrates the concept of equality of mankind, the most profound message of Islam, which allows no superiority on the basis of race, gender, or social status. The only preference in the eyes of God is piety. The Quran states these ideals in the best way. In Surah Al-Hujarat, verse 13, we read, O mankind, we have created you from a male and a female, and we have made you tribes and sub-tribes, that you may know one another. Verily, the most honorable among you in the sight of Allah is the most righteous. Surely Allah is all-knowing, all-aware. During the days of the Hajj, Muslims dress in the same simple way, observe the same regulations, and say the same prayers at the same time in the same manner for the same end. There is no royalty and aristocracy, but humility and devotion. These times confirm the commitment of Muslims to God. It affirms their readiness to leave the material interests for His sake. Hajj is a reminder of the grand assembly on the Day of Judgment, when people will stand equal before God, waiting for their final destiny. And as the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, God does not judge according to your bodies and appearances, but He scans your hearts and looks into your deeds. Now it seems that we are connected to Mr. Muhammad Ali. Mr. Muhammad Ali, hello and welcome to our program.
Thank you very much and assalamu alaikum. Yeah.
Hi. My question is, how Hajj pilgrimage can make Islamic Ummah closer to each other?
How can
Hajj pilgrimage can make Islamic Ummah closer to each other, can unite Islamic Ummah?
Well, the implementation of Hajj all together is a manifestation of the unity of the Ummah, where we see different nations come together, worshipping the same a God in the one plane of Arafah and in Mina and in Kaaba and all over, regardless of their nationalities and color and mazhab. So this Hajj is real, the symbol of unity in this Ummah, yeah.
Okay. As you know, every able-bodied Muslim is obliged to perform a Hajj pilgrimage at least once in his or her lifetime. Why this great importance has been attached to Hajj pilgrimage in Islam?
I didn't hear your question properly.
As you know, every person who is physically and financially able should perform Hajj ritual at least once in his or her lifetime. Why is it so? Why Islam and Quran has attached great importance to Hajj rituals?
Actually, the Hajj symbolizes all Islamic rituals. They are symbolized in Hajj, where you get the institution of zakat being implemented there, institution of fasting and prayers and spirituality is all in one. Hajj actually is the greatest combination of all kind of worship in one, and it is a journey whereby a person is separate himself from all world gains, and he focus on the unity of his creator.
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Muhammad Ali from London. Hope to see you again on this program.
Thank you. Bye. Assalamu alaikum.
Okay. Now it's time to take a short break. We'll come back soon. Stay with us. Welcome back. Hajj disciplines the human, purifies the soul, creates unity with other fellow believers without arrogance, ushers in a feeling of humbleness, and most importantly, strengthens the faith of a true believer in Almighty Allah. During the Hajj, Muslims meet each other and establish communion. They relate to each other's domestic and regional affairs. They consult each other concerning their life and religion. They exchange experiences, opinions, and good habits. They become acquainted with each other's problems. They learn of each other's viewpoints. This interchanging of ideas increases their awareness and knowledge. That's all the time we have for now. Thank you so much, everyone, for staying with us. Also, I would like to thank our guests who joined us today. By the grace of God, we'll be here next week at the same time. Until then, goodbye and have a great time.